This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The Kevin Stefanski Hire Me Tour continues. From New York to Las Vegas, then on to Tennessee. I would think Atlanta's in there somewhere. Saw things the other day. Yes, yesterday, Andy. Ever since the John Harbaugh news, I've seen two people who have, you know, they're trying to predict where these guys are going to land.
Yeah.
Kevin Stefanski, new head coach of the Baltimore Ravens. I don't see that one, but I thought, well, that would be fun, wouldn't it?
I don't. Do you think that would work?
No.
I don't think so either.
Jeff Phelps, Andy Baskin.
Good morning.
Hi.
What an interesting week it's been, just to even start here. Because we're getting towards the tail end of it. You wonder when teams are going to start hiring coaches. Obviously, you've got to interview quite a few people. I thought the Harbaugh news, I wasn't here yesterday, but the Harbaugh news was... I was a little bit shocked, and then I was like, okay, I get it. If they could let Harbaugh go. And really, did it come down to a missed field goal for him to lose his job?
No, I can't believe that. Not after 18 years.
No. So I Harbaugh will land somewhere. I thought it.
If he wants to.
Yeah, I thought immediately, I'm like, oh, this pushes Kevin back to the number two candidate in the league.
That is correct.
That was the first thing I thought of. So, yep. And now you see a lot of Harbaugh to the Giants, Harbaugh to the Giants, Harbaugh to the Giants.
And the New York Post writing features about Kevin Stefanski. One thing that was written that I thought, well, this is interesting. It said the big topic of conversation in the interview with Kevin Stefanski, hyphen, other than can he bring highly regarded defensive coordinator Jim Schwartz with him to New York, hyphen, will be the developmental plan for Jackson Dart. And that's one reason why, hey, let's interview Jim Schwartz, let's interview Tommy Rees, and let's do it now.
Yeah.
And that's what's going on in Berea today, according to all reports. And we'll see. Jim Schwartz, the defense coordinator, has done a terrific job here. I think everybody would agree. Is it the best defense we've ever seen? Nope. Is it a good defense? Yep. And is he
a guy? At times it felt like it was the best defense we've ever seen. Early on in the season, there were points.
I'd like to see him give up fewer points, but that's not always just on the defense.
No.
But I think Jim has done a terrific job here as defensive coordinator. And he's going to be interviewed. And when he is interviewed, you can be sure the opinions of some of those guys on the defense will be mentioned, either by Jim or either by Andrew Berry or either by the players themselves. Who knows what? Because last week, key guys on that defense were asked about Jim Schwartz and the possibility. Hey, could Jim be the guy? And even this week after Kevin was let go, Myles Garrett, who was the defensive player of the year 2 years ago under Jim Schwartz and probably will be again and now has set a new single season sack record, glowing in his thoughts about Jim Schwartz.
I felt like Mike out there. He started moving around everywhere. And they were just scheming it up, trying to get the chips and the doubles off me. He said he wasn't going to do anything crazy to deny me the sack. But, hell, they schemed it up to the point where it was starting to feel like that. But he went out there, tried to win the game, and we made the plays that we needed to. But credit to Schwartz. He was doing everything he could to get not only myself free, but all of us free. And then Grant came in with the sack a little bit earlier. And then we just kept on getting pressure, and those batted balls came in clutch at the beginning of the game.
And there's Miles talking about how Jim Schwartz schemed him for some sacks because everybody's been all over him.
I think the guys trust Jim Schwartz. Our defense did, for sure. I think they had great faith in him. I thought they've played as a team that wanted to do things for their coach, more so maybe Jim Schwartz than we thought for maybe. There was a camaraderie there that stood out. And you remember how he was like, it's hard to get a sack. We got to celebrate. And we all thought they were a little bit over the top sometimes when they would stop teams on third down, especially when he first started. And there's just something about Jim Schwartz. Players like him. They want to play for him. They play hard for him.
Seem to.
It doesn't hurt when you're the best defensive player in the NFL or two of the best defensive players in the NFL on your side. But.
And the other one is Denzel Ward.
I'll give you three.
Denzel talking in glowing terms about Jim Schwartz earlier in the week.
I would highly recommend Coach Schwartz for a head coaching job here. Coach Schwartz, he's a great coach. He's helped my game tremendously. Puts us in great position. Great leader. I can't say enough great things about him.
Defensive players like him.
You're also in a spot though, where I was go back to Hogan's Heroes and. How they always talk.
That's
about
always him. A great point of reference.
I know, but yeah. There was something about Hogan's Heroes that it was a lesson I think I learned for my whole life. That,
by the way, originally in the pilot, it was black and white. The only black and white episode, and one of the guys in Colonel Hogan's platoon was Russian, who didn't make it into the actual show.
Yeah. Interesting. The part of it though that I like the lesson that I think I learned from that show was about Schultz. And if you don't remember this, the sergeant who was...
Schultz, not Schwartz?
No.
Okay.
That Schultz was like this hardcore, prison guard.
He was a tough guy in the pilot.
He was super tough.
In the pilot.
And that LeBeau kept bringing him food, and they wore him down. And it was better to, know the guy who's there than having to bring in someone new and then have to try to get to the same place again. Okay. It's the whole, the devil versus something like that. I don't know. I can't remember. And to me, that was a lesson I learned watching all those shows on Channel 43. Thank you, Jeff. I want to thank you for your early days in the business.
Sure.
For playing favorites. Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Appreciate that. Much. But the lesson there about knowing the guy who's there rather than having to bring someone else in and learn everything new.
Do they know the guy? That's the question. Can you imagine Jim Schwartz walking into the interview with Andrew Berry and Jimmy Haslam? Hi. Did you watch your defense the last 3 years? Was it good? Thank you, everybody. I'll see you later. Try the veal. What's he going to tell them?
Well, what if he wants to go in there and say, okay, you've been super successful here in Cleveland as a defensive coordinator, but things didn't go exactly perfectly in Detroit when you had the opportunity to be a head coach. Why would you be a different head coach now than you were in Detroit? That's what I would want to know.
What
have you learned?
I wanted to get a little more background on Jim. We knew a lot of things, but I thought I'd dig in and try and find some things and things he might be able to pitch because we know him as a defensive coordinator.
Yeah.
Right. First of all, the guy has been a defensive coordinator or a head coach for 22 years. Long time. 8 years in Tennessee as a defensive coordinator, got hired in Detroit 5 years as the head coach. Then defensive coordinator in Buffalo for 1 year, took a year off, then went to Philadelphia as defensive coordinator, won a Super Bowl in Philadelphia. He has had 8 top 10 defenses yardage-wise. 8 top 10 defenses yardage-wise. 5 top 5 defenses yardage-wise. And you look at the point totals, 4 top 10 defenses in points in his 22 years. 4. And 3 top 4 in points. So he's been successful. His start in the NFL came here in Cleveland. He was 27, was hired by Belichick in 93 and was here for 3 years, then went with the franchise to Baltimore, which is his hometown. spent 3 years in Baltimore, then went to Tennessee for 2 years as an assistant before becoming the defensive coordinator. And I would think one thing that they're going to ask him when they interview him is, hey, what about the offense? When he was in Detroit, he got hired by the Lions, and they had the first overall pick in the draft. And they drafted a young guy named Matthew Stafford. And, you know, you see Jim Schwartz as a defensive coordinator. When he had Matthew Stafford, he took over the 0-16 team from Rod Marinelli and progressed nicely, 2-14, 6-10, 10-6, then kind of fell back, 4-12, 7-9, fired. Matthew Stafford, for the first 5 years of his career, played under Jim Schwartz. In his third year, Jim Schwartz, quarterback, threw 663 passes. 663. 12th most in NFL history.
Who was calling the plays?
Scott Linehan. Mm. And then the next year, in his fourth year, Matthew Stafford, playing for Jim Schwartz, threw 727 passes. Second most in NFL history in a season. Tom Brady had one season of more. But in other words, Jim Schwartz let it fly. His OC was Scott Linehan, who was the former Rams head coach. And his defensive coordinator was Gunther Cunningham, longtime Kansas City Chiefs assistant head coach in KC for a couple of years.
Yeah.
So it was 5 years that that trio was together, and they had success, and then it fell apart. But one thing I thought that was interesting about his time in Detroit, he had the big-time quarterback prospect. And, you know, some of the writing at the time when he was let go was, well, they didn't get the most out of Matthew Stafford. So he had a big-time quarterback, and he had a gentleman named Calvin Johnson playing wide receiver. So Jim, I could see Jim saying, hi, you're not going to win here unless you get a good quarterback and a really good wide receiver, and we don't have either. So he might be putting them on the spot today in the interview. Hey, I turned things around, but I had a quarterback and I had a stud wide receiver. And you don't have either. So if you're flipping the tables at all, I mean, can you believe he had Matthew Stafford throw 727 passes?
Yeah.
That was stunning. He also had Nate Burleson, now big-time TV guy, former Browns
Mr.
wide
CBS.
Receiver, who sat down with us one time at training camp, and he got up and he left, and we both looked at each other and said, this guy's going into broadcasting.
See you later. Peace,
and,
have fun.
And he did, and he was. And also on the defensive side.
Did we get a cut?
No, we didn't. Saw him hosting Hollywood Squares yesterday, though.
Oh, how do you do?
Oh, he's good.
Who's the center square these days?
I don't even know. Yeah. I was at the gym. I couldn't tell. There were a lot.
You couldn't tell who was sitting in the center?
Hey, I didn't know all the people.
You were too. No, the answer is
there was
is,
no Paul Lynn. There was no Charlie Weaver.
You should have said.
There was no Ruth Buzzy.
The answer is, wasn't Whoopi Goldberg through for a while?
I don't know.
The answer would have been, Andy, I work out so hard that I don't really care what's on the television.
He also had. On the defensive
I am there for
side,
fitness, not
the,
for television.
In the second year, they had the number two pick, and they drafted a gentleman named Ndamukong Suh, who, along with coming to Cleveland Cavalier games and getting into fights with security people at our arena, was really good.
Yeah.
So, in other words, Jim had big-time talent. He has big-time talent on the defense here. He might tell them, you need some big-time talent, or I'm not even interested in this job. You never know. But
you're going to tell me he wouldn't like to be considered? Let's just say he didn't get the Browns job.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to tell me he wouldn't want to go, and this is a straight-out Jeff Phelps line. You don't think he'd want to go back home to Baltimore and be the defensive coordinator of the Ravens or try to be the head coach?
Is Baltimore home now, or is Cleveland home, or is Tennessee home?
I don't know.
He spent most of his career in Tennessee.
I know, but you know where you're from.
Tennessee's going to need a defensive coordinator. Tennessee might need a head coach.
Where you're educated is normally where you're from, isn't it?
No.
What we normally say?
Where you grew up.
Yeah, it's where you grew up. You're educated there for the most part.
Oh, I thought you were talking college.
No.
If you're Jim Schwartz, do you want this job? If you're the Browns, do you want Jim Schwartz? Or are you just giving him the obligatory interview like, hey, nice? Because Jim's been there, done that.
He should absolutely
and boy, when he was
be
in Detroit,
a serious candidate.
He had a big-time quarterback and a big-time wide receiver. The two things this team lacks. 216-474-0092 at the Baskin and Phelps right here on The Fan. Miles Garrett, honor and a privilege to play for Jim Schwartz.
Taking my game to new heights, Jeff.
Yep, that's the idea.
And when you're the when you're breaking records in the NFL and you get a coach you can credit, I don't know why you would walk away from that coach. So.
You weren't here yesterday. We went over all of the different hirings that the Haslams have made in their coaching searches. Let me, and I won't say Greg Williams because Greg was promoted during season when they fired Hugh, and then they didn't. Though they interviewed him, they didn't hire him. Here are the coaches that the Haslams have hired in Brown's coaching searches. Rob Chudzinski, Mike Pettine, Hugh Jackson, Freddie Kitchens, Kevin Stefanski. What do all five of those guys have in common?
Let me go through this again. Chud.
Pettine.
Hugh. You.
Freddie. Kevin.
Kevin. None of them were head coaches before they came here?
Hugh was.
But, I mean, not at the time they hired
him. Only for 1 year. Every one of those guys was the hot coordinator.
Gotcha.
And the only guy with any head coaching experience at the NFL level
was Hugh.
And he didn't have much. And that makes me think that they could do a lot worse than promoting Jim Schwartz. I would think, in my estimation, John Harbaugh is the guy you try to hire. I mean, you don't get guys like that come available very often. He apparently wants to coach. He's looking for the second chapter like Andy Reid had after he went from Philadelphia to Kansas City and made that thing work. He's looking for that. If you can't hire John Harbaugh, what would hold you back from hiring Jim Schwartz?
Today or coming up?
Right now. I mean,
I hate to say this. Do you want to wait till Monday night and see if Mike Tomlin's looking for a job? I'm just throwing curveballs at you.
I get that. I don't know.
Who would be a better fit here, Harbaugh or Tomlin?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Either one.
Yeah, I'd be happy with either one of those.
Either one. But Jim Schwartz just makes an awful lot of sense.
I can't argue. That's the first thing I thought. This makes sense.
It makes a lot of sense.
Especially if you believe, like Jimmy said, that he's got a team that is better than what we actually saw.
Now you have
if he truly believes that,
if he
why?
Does.
And I don't know how you can't look at the answer being defense.
You could, in theory, we're promoting Jim Schwartz. We're keeping Tommy Rees because let's just say Jim likes him.
Okay.
And there's continuity.
Oh, it makes things a lot easier.
Now, it makes you wonder, well, then if you're keeping both coordinators and promoting one, what was wrong with Kevin?
You know, well, maybe you need a different voice.
Maybe you do. Yeah, maybe you do. But I think if you pass up Jim Schwartz and hire coordinator du jour, okay, I get it. And maybe you get lucky and find your guy. I mean, the best hire the Haslams have made was Kevin Stefanski. There's no question about that. He lasted 6 years, and he had 2 11-win seasons, and they made the playoffs a couple of times. That's the best hire they made. But I wonder, can you find the next coordinator du jour? Do you trust these guys to do that? Or is Schwartz an easy way to go? Is it the smart way to go? The question, Andy, is, okay, what happened in Detroit? You build it up to 10 wins, then it went south.
Yeah.
And you had a Hall of Fame wide receiver. You had a Hall of Fame quarterback. And you couldn't hang on to the gig. Will he be a better head coach now than he was in Detroit? Because you'd want that. You'd want him to be better. And he had one winning season in Detroit. But that was a tough situation.
When did the Lions went through an ownership change too, though?
Nope, they're still owned by the Ford
family. Well, I mean, Ford family, but Sheila took over, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Sheila took over
whatever
in
her
2020.
Name is, somebody else owns it.
Yeah.
It wasn't that with Jim Schwartz.
Yeah, I know. I mean, but there's little things going on. Like maybe you don't know. Things just kind of went sideways there, right?
Yeah, it's...
Well, they went sideways for him, and they stayed sideways until Dan Campbell came in. Jim Caldwell had some competent years there. But
yeah. I'm okay with it. I think on this one, the fact that he has experience as a head coach, he knows what can go wrong. He knows things before they happen because you can't execute. I think there's a lot of luck when you're trying to execute greatness if you've never been there before, because now you're writing the book on it. Now, if you've been there before and you can see the pitfalls coming.
Won a Super Bowl as a DC.
Yeah, I think there's an advantage. I understand people that don't want to do the whole retread thing. I get that. I just don't kind of feel like he's maybe if it was his third job, I would feel that way, if that's what he was going for. I am 100% healthy and good with a Jim Schwartz hire here. And I was from the second they let Kevin go.
Hasn't been a head coach in 12 years. I wonder if that time has tarnished his star, whatever, when it comes to possibly being a head coach.
Let's be honest. Who's really talking about him? Us, right? Cleveland's talking about him.
Stuff. I haven't heard Jim's name as a head coaching candidate for other teams. That doesn't mean he wouldn't be a great head coach somewhere.
Yeah.
But it's interesting that you've got a top-notch defensive coordinator and he's not being talked about by other teams.
He also wasn't scared to answer any questions while he was as coordinator.
No.
You know?
No, I
could have listened to his press conferences all day.
If they hired him as head coach, I think the general feeling among the fan base would be, okay, good, let's go.
Especially if you like Shador and he wanted to stay with Shador.
He had Matthew Stafford, Andy.
Yeah, I know.
Frank's in Avon. Frank.
Hello, Frank.
Yeah. What's up, guys?
Hey, man.
So I've been catching bits and pieces about Schwartz. Obviously, he's talented. He carries a good rapport with the players. But there's something that you said earlier that I was unaware of, his hometown. you said it was Baltimore.
Yeah, you can't. You know, you were born there. What are you going to do?
Who else needs a head coach right now?
Yeah, I said the same. Or a coordinator, even. I mean, if he, if he doesn't get the head coach's job here, does he want to be a coordinator somewhere else?
I mean, who's to say someone else doesn't roll out the red carpet for him? Don't you think that would be a huge impact against our team?
Yeah, what was that? Was that Morning Show saying it, or was that you saying it before, that everyone in New York wants the, him and Stefanski?
That was me.
Yeah, it was Jeff. Yeah.
Thanks for listening.
Well, I mean, it was earlier, so I figured it was either Morning Show or our show.
It was earlier, like 10 minutes ago.
Yeah. Frank, do you see what I have to put up with here every day, man?
Yeah, I mean...
I don't know if you have to deal with things
like that. It just seems like when we do get a good coordinator, they end up going somewhere else.
Well, if they're leaving to go be a head coach, I can respect that and understand that.
Sure.
But I think, you know, I'd love to keep him.
I haven't heard his name with any other head coaching job. I find that surprising, if you want to know the truth. Mike is in Medina. Hello, Michael.
Hey, Mike.
How's it going, guys?
What's up, man?
I was just asking you guys, like, who is the three hottest names? Like, if you could just pick three hottest names, you got Harbaugh, you got everybody. Who's the three hottest names?
Kingsbury.
Harbaugh, Stefanski, and fill-in coordinator DeJure.
No. I would say...
Luke Kubiak?
No, you ask me. I told you. It's not a no. That's my opinion.
Well, I'm sorry.
Sorry.
But my hottest name is Harbaugh. Stefanski, Cignetti, that's the three hottest names in the current coaching market.
Well, that could be. So why'd you say no? I had two of them.
Because.
You wanted to say Cignetti. You're like, I'm going to jump out there and say Indiana's head coach. That way I can be a trendsetter.
He's making so much money in Indiana, he's not going anywhere. Besides, it's all Indiana. He was in Indiana, Pennsylvania, now Indiana. So there you go. He's not going anywhere. Interesting, though. Matt's in Cleveland. Hello, Matt.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. I just wanted to make a kind of a point. I don't care if you guys move, if we pick up Harbaugh, if we pick up Tomlin, or they could resurrect John Madden to be our head coach. We've only got one third of a football team right now. We've got a very good defense, a very questionable offense, and a abysmal special team. So you could bring the Lord Almighty down here to coach the Browns. I don't think they're going to do anything until we pick up two thirds of a team again. That's my only point to the whole thing. I don't care who we get in as a coach. We just need a team.
Can't argue with that, Matt. Can't argue with that. But that's part of it. You heard Andrew Berry the other day say we will significant assets going to the offensive side of the ball. Yeah, okay. You had an offensive-minded coach, and you didn't give him significant assets, obviously. So, good that you can fix it, maybe.
Point of reference, going back to phone calls, Cignetti makes about $11 million a year.
Yeah.
And so, like what you're saying, and so just looking over just some research, that the average head coach salary breakdown, top earners like Andy Reid, you're talking about $15 million to $20 million a year. The mid-range, though, is $10 to $13 million a year. So would you rather kind of buy in at 10 to 13 million, although I'm sure they'd have to offer more he's making in Indiana, for maybe 3-year guarantee, right?
If I'm Cignetti, I'm not leaving Indiana for the NFL.
He could stay there forever now.
Dano.
A little bit of news, gentlemen. The Dolphins have fired Mike McDaniel. Per sources, Dolphins have fired head coach Mike McDaniel, according to Tom Pelissero of the NFL Network.
Wonder if John Harbaugh likes sunshine. Remember, there were seven teams that contacted his agent, Harbaugh's agent. And at the time, there were only six openings. And then the word was that two of the teams that contacted him had head coaches that were employed. My guess is one of those teams, the Miami Dolphins, because they have just fired Mike McDaniel, who, by the way,
was
a former wide receiver coach here in Cleveland.
Back in 14,
and a name not too long ago, 2 weeks ago, that was floated as a potential Browns candidate should they fire Kevin Stefanski.
Also, if you want to do some real dot connecting, Stephen Ross is a graduate of the University of Michigan and has been a massive donor there for a good period of time.
And who was the head coach at Michigan?
Oh, that'd be Jim Harbaugh. or Jesse Minter, if you want to throw that one in there too. He was there at Michigan as well. But Stephen Ross knows the Harbaughs.
Eight jobs open now, folks. Eight. Just keep getting fun.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
That means 25% of the head coaches in the National Football League.
And we may not be done.
Out.
We might not be done.
Might not be done. That's what a wacky league this is. But now you have the opportunity. Mike McDaniel could be on the board. You can be sure he'll be here for an interview. But Tommy Reese is also interviewing today. Who the heck is Tommy Reese? Because everybody says he's the boy wonder. Well, we'll tell you who he is coming up next on Baskin and Phelps. Just happened. Dolphins, according to reports, moving on from Mike McDaniel, the former Browns receivers coach under Kyle Shanahan, guy whose name appeared in reports about a possible Kevin Stefanski replacement if the Browns were going to move on from Kevin Stefanski. I'm Jeff Phelps, Andy Baskin sitting over here. Nice sweater, by the way. I like that a lot.
Thanks, Jeff. Yeah. You know, it's always important to make sure you wear good-looking clothing now that you're on
now
YouTube.
Now that we're on YouTube, yeah. Terry Pluto from the Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com. Author of Why Can't This Team Just Find a Quarterback? He's going to join us at 11:20. Dano, new report out.
Ian Rappaport, NFL Network. With John Harbaugh available and Dolphins owner Stephen Ross's ties to the family, he now looms as a key candidate for Miami. A reason to fire a coach with the thought that they could get Harbaugh. That's from Ian Rappaport.
And keep in mind, along with the Falcons, they also need a general manager. So John Harbaugh could go in and be chief bottle washer of the entire organization. Here's who I want as my GM. Here's what I want, you know, on my staff. Harbaugh could go in there and just do it. And, of course, Jim Harbaugh, former head coach at Michigan, Stephen Ross, big money to Michigan. There's all that.
Is this a good year to be looking for a job?
If you're Kevin, if you're John Harbaugh, maybe if you're Mike McCarthy, yeah, it's a real good time to get a job. Mike Florio was with us yesterday, and Florio said, Andy, that he thought this would be a difficult year for guys who don't have head coaching experience.
Not one of those guys was a coordinator. Those are all guys that are head coaches now. Yeah.
And Florio thought those guys would have an advantage during the stretch. So here's the total right now. 25% of the NFL looking for a head coach. Browns, yeah. Ravens, Dolphins, Raiders, Titans, Cardinals, Giants, Falcons. That's serious. Browns are interviewing Jim Schwartz today. Also interviewing the guy that people don't know that much about because he hasn't been around that long, and that's Tommy Rees, offensive coordinator for the Browns, play caller for the Browns after Kevin gave it up for a second year in a row, which was really not a great idea, I don't think. But even regardless, he gave up play calling 2 years in a row. And the word in New York is Kevin is not interested in calling plays moving forward as a head coach. That's what the New York Post reported from their sources. So that, I thought, was interesting. Who's Tommy Rees? Well, he's a former quarterback at Notre Dame and played quarterback at Notre Dame for most of 4 years. Didn't play, I think, his sophomore year a whole lot. He was injured. And then he quickly went into coaching. He was a graduate assistant at Northwestern and then took a job in the NFL as an offensive assistant, and you're going to love this, in 2016 with the Chargers under head coach Mike McCoy. And on that staff in 2016 in San Diego, the offensive coordinator was Ken Wisenhunt. The wide receiver coach was a gentleman named Nick Sirianni.
Huh.
The quarterback coach was a gentleman named Shane Steichen. And the defensive quality control coach, young guy, cutting his teeth, a guy named Chris Shula.
Really?
So two guys who are head coaches now and one who might be.
They were playing in University Heights or they were playing in San Diego?
They were in San Diego.
Wow.
And the general manager of that team, does this mean anything? Was Tom Telesco, John Carroll grad, who reportedly has been in conversations with the Browns about some type of a role in the front office. He was in San Diego as GM when Tommy Rees was out there.
Gotcha.
Well, after that gig in San Diego, Tommy went to Notre Dame for 3 years, three as quarterback coach. This was under Brian Kelly. Kelly left, wanted to take him to LSU. Tommy said, and stuck on with Marcus Freeman for a while. And then went to Alabama as offensive coordinator to work with Nick Saban. Nick's last year. Alabama. Little Bugs Bunny reference there.
Oh, no, I was doing Forrest Gump.
No, I was doing Bugs Bunny.
Go back.
Alabama.
What was the Beaumont or not Beaumont?
And then he was tight end passing game coordinator here last year and then offensive coordinator this year. He is, all we keep hearing about is how highly regarded Tommy Rees is, and he could be your Sean McVay. Really young guy who gets hired, offense. I mean, you see the, I hate it when I see this word thrown out about anybody. Savant. Offensive savant.
I'd like to hear Shador come out and say what he thinks of him.
He's 33 years old.
Can you press 3, please?
33 years old.
I got on the wrong way. I was trying to go up to 24. Back down to 3.
Hablo español?
No.
I don't have any idea it is you were just saying.
I feel like we're in an elevator right now.
What do you think about Tommy Rees? What would you think if the Browns came out and said, here's our guy. He's the guy who was the offensive coordinator for an offense that just stunk.
There you go. How's that sound? I don't think he's ready. I don't.
Sean McVay wasn't ready.
I don't care. I don't think he's ready.
Mike Tomlin wasn't ready.
Was Mike Tomlin coaching special teams? No, he was coaching
defensive backs. I think he had 1 year as a 1 year. He's going to be DC in Minnesota.
I just don't think he's ready. To be honest, I think I'd like to see him.
Are you saying
get
that only
year.
Because of age?
No, I just saw our offense. I saw our offense this year, and I like you know, you got a lot of young guys.
And though he didn't call the plays until later, he was the coordinator.
I know. And so you've got young quarterbacks, and he called plays for Sanders. I'm just not there.
And Gabriel.
Well,
no, he didn't call him for Gabriel. No. That was Kevin. But he coordinated the offense.
I'm not there. I think he needs another year of experience. I don't think there's anything wrong with saying that.
I will say he is a much more Haslam hire than Jim Schwartz, based on the guys that they've hired.
Who's making the call on this, though? Who is it? Andrew?
It's Jimmy Haslam.
Well,
Jimmy made the call on Deshaun Watson, right? That's the theory.
Yeah. He's also made the call on other quarterbacks. Johnny Manziel, right?
On quarterbacks, yeah. But, you know, think about the guys. Think about the guys the Browns have hired under the Haslams in these coaching searches. All but one, no head coaching experience. The only one who did was Hugh, and it wasn't much. Jadzinski, Pettin, Hugh Jackson, Freddie Kitchens, Kevin Stefanski, all coordinators. Although Hugh had a year. Tommy Reese is a much, much more Haslam type of hire than Jim Schwartz. And the Browns analytics department, even without Paul DePodesta, considered one of the biggest in the NFL, and they really buy into the analytics. Boy, the analytics would tell you, go hire the 33-year-old coordinator and, you know, hang on because he's going to be Sean McVay.
True.
Would it not?
I'm not buying that, though.
At least all those guys were calling plays for a season. That's my only thing with Tommy Reese.
Tommy Reese called plays at Notre Dame. He called plays at Alabama. Does that mean anything? It's as close to the NFL as you get.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I'm a no on Tommy Reese, but that's just because I watch this offense.
Yeah, that's why. It's nothing against
him personally. I can't separate Tommy Reese from this offense either.
I can't.
So we're all on the same page.
Yeah.
Nobody thinks he should be the head coach here.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
Even if you think he's some kind of wunderkind, that's fantastic.
He needs another year.
Let him blossom somewhere else.
Yeah.
And then, we had Tommy Reese, and look.
There's one person who is going to do that. And I'm looking at him.
I don't do that.
Pish.
You're Mr. We had Kyle Shanahan and we let him leave.
No.
You know who else we had?
I said we had Kyle Shanahan and he went Martin Luther. That's what I end up saying because it makes me laugh every time.
We had Mike Vrabel and didn't lock him in the bathroom.
The locks are on the inside.
No, the door on the outside has a key lock. In case you want to shut down the whole room. It's true.
But he could have got out. You'd have had to have put like a master lock on it.
What if there was no toggle on the inside?
Well, I'm sure there is. I mean, there's always...
You know? You've never seen a door that doesn't have a toggle on both sides?
There's always a toggle on the inside. If it's locked, you got to get out.
That's not necessarily true.
You can't get locked in from the outside.
Do you want to let him know that that's not always true? What about prison doors?
I wouldn't know, Andy.
I'm just saying, Jeff.
Bob's in Garfield. Hello, Bob.
Hey, Bob.
Hi, guys. How are you?
We're okay.
All right, good. Let me ask you this. Haslam and Barry are going to pick this coach, right?
I don't know. I'm kind of kicking this around. Who's on that? Is Charles Woodson on the staff? You think Charles Woodson's on the selection committee?
Part owner.
Guys, I don't care if we pick Don Shula, Mike McCarthy, Tom Landry. As long as Jimmy Haslam's in charge up there, we're never going to get a good coach, and he's going to run this team. He's picking all these picks. He picked Deshaun. He picked Johnny Manziel. I mean, these are guys he wants. Until he steps aside and just be an owner, we're never going to have a good head coach. And I'm not sure if Andrew Berry, yes, he had a good year this year. But you take a look at overall, he's not the guy. A good draft is not the first year. A good draft is years from now. So we'll never know exactly how this draft is.
First, that wasn't his first year.
It does look good.
No, he's just talking about you can't judge a draft just on one year.
Okay, I got it.
And Bob, you're one of the few people who have said that. You're accurate on that.
And it's got to go down the road, and I just don't think he's our guy because his other previous picks have not panned out very well.
I know Jeff gets mad at me, but if he truly had nothing to, if he didn't have a whole lot to do with Deshaun Watson, they took three first round picks from him.
And exactly. three other picks,
but it's the first round.
We lost our future with that.
Yeah.
And if Jimmy Haslam is still going to be the owner and wants to be involved all the time and it's his team, he can do what he wants, we're never going to have a good team. We're never going to have a good coaching staff. And that's the problem. We've had so many head coaches because Jimmy Haslam wants to run this team. Jimmy Haslam has to be the owner of this team and step aside.
But, all right, Bob. Tell an owner of the team to step aside and not be involved. There are very few who aren't involved. To some extent. You own the team. You're allowed to be involved.
Can we be totally honest? Like, if you own a team and it's your money, if you own a business and it's your money going into the business, don't you want to know what's going on? And don't you want to have some sort of say?
You know what?
I think it's, we all sit here and go, well, we just wanted to be an owner. Randy Lerner was that guy and everybody hated him. All Randy wanted to do spend money and hire the right people.
Sing it.
People hated Randy for grief because
he was detached. He caught grief.
No, you want an owner that's going to be mad when you're mad. That's what you want. But at the end of the day, it's their money. What if it was your money?
You know the idea that I like? If you're the owner of an NFL team, tell your general manager, your search committee, made up of football people, you guys handle this. Get me three guys, and I'm sitting in on the second interview.
Yeah.
That's it. You guys narrow it down.
It's coming out of my checkbook.
You guys narrow it down, and I'll be there for the second interviews. I truly don't need the ownership being there, you know, checking every coordinator and blah, 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 blah. And nothing against the Haslams. They made their money elsewhere. Not in, you know, Jimmy wasn't coaching football his whole life. He doesn't know football like those guys know, but he knows, you know, he knows how to run a business. So bring him in for the second interview. And I don't mean just that for the Haslams. That's what I'd do if I was any NFL owner. You guys go get me three guys. Get me two guys, whoever you think, and then I'd love to meet with them. And then we'll pick.
I'm down with it. Makes sense.
I like the idea.
But I think people are naive to think that if you own a business, you don't want to know what's going on. You're just, oh, here's my money, and just go do whatever you want.
Yeah, it's not realistic.
It's not naive.
Realistic. Yeah. Randy's in Tampa, Florida.
Randy!
Home of new offensive coordinators. Go ahead, Randy.
Randy!
Hey, good afternoon. Well, I'm sorry. Good morning, guys.
It's all right.
Hey, I don't see, if I'm John Harbaugh, I don't want to come to Cleveland. I don't see that. Yesterday, all over the media and print media and voice media, I heard, oh, my God, the Haslams need to just back the truck up and promise him whatever he wants, do this and do that. If you had the privilege of coaching Joe Flacco and Lamar Jackson for 18 years, why would you want to come here?
I think it's funny that people say this.
Whatever this is.
Well, I tell you why. Because he's from Toledo. His family's Browns fans growing up as a kid. And maybe that was one of his dreams, was to coach the Browns or to be a part of the Browns organization.
That's what I said yesterday,
that's
Andy.
That's the only,
it's the intangibles that would bring Harbaugh to Cleveland.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, you sit up there and all of a sudden you're standing at the dais of the Browns symbol. And it's, you know, this is my dream. This was my family's dream. We loved the Browns growing up, and this is why. But I just think that's just like a thin piece of the resume, though.
I agree.
To get
It would be the intangibles.
Yes.
That get him to Cleveland.
Yeah.
I grew up a Browns fan. My mom's from Cleveland.
It's why we think we have a shot at Gruden, too. Right?
That's exactly
it's the same thing.
Because if I'm John Harbaugh, I'm picking other jobs. I'm picking other jobs.
I would, too.
Would you? 216-474-0092, Terry Pluto, plaindealercleveland.com, coming up at 11:20.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump?
Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
You know Graybar for electrical parts, but there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better, because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.